Welcome in to the Other Football Podcast. Chris Chapman, Thomas Viola, Carson Merck doing it with you on a Tuesday evening. As
squad going up on a Tuesday.
A lot going on this week for me, and so we have to do it on a Tuesday. I'm sure there's a lot of stuff going on for you guys, too, but...
not really.
Personally, yeah, but actually, like, now that March Madness is over professionally, it's kind of nice. I can chill for a little bit. Yeah, we got the Masters coming up, and then we got the Derby after that. Big events for betting, but doesn't compare to March Madness. Saturday was my first day off in a month.
I might be in the minority here, but I really don't care about the Masters.
You're in the minority here. You suck.
Damn, I'm with you. I don't want to be on the team that Thomas said sucks, but I am with you. Right. No, golf. I don't. You got to be a sick individual to be able to sit there and watch golf. In my opinion,
I don't like watching golf on TV. I'm a linear person. I need to be able to just follow it. I think if they started streaming it and just said, you know what, we got a camera on everyone. Golfer, yeah. You can pick whoever you want. Like, not even like charge per golfer. I'm just saying this is the broadcast. Pick your golfer, and you can. You have freedom. You do whatever you want with it.
That's actually a really cool idea. I kind of like that idea.
I'm down for that in soccer as well, by the way.
Follow the specific player?
Follow one player.
Player camps?
I'm down for that.
Yeah, but how do you follow what's going on away from the play then? Or if that player's out of the play?
Just follow Sergio Ramos as he just batters people off the ball.
You'd have to have a mic on that scumbag too, because I'm sure he runs his mouth quite a bit.
I'm sure he says very nice things. He's like Kevin Garnett.
And you know, the thing is, we had gone like 3 weeks without mentioning what a scumbag Sergio Ramos is.
I felt it was necessary to bring him back.
Can't stand that guy.
But I'm excited for the Masters. Not quite as excited as I was for the match, though. The Tiger Phil thing.
I had zero interest in that, because to me it was a nonsensical... you know what? So I guess it's kind of breaking news.
It is breaking. It literally is.
Magic Johnson is stepping down?
Yeah, president of basketball operations.
So the dysfunction in Los Angeles gets even more dysfunctional. And
Good times. LeBron is a cancer. He destroys everything he touches.
Except when the Cleveland Cavaliers won the NBA title.
2016. Shout out to Cavs.
I mean, that wasn't really him. That was Draymond getting suspended.
Well, you know what,
For hitting him
and that's the thing,
balls.
Though. Like
natural shooting motion.
Like, I always hear that, and it's like, wait a minute, you know, it's... Cleveland still had to win the games.
This is true. It's Magic Johnson stepping down. I wonder, now to tie this to soccer, is he going to go full in on being the LAFC minority owner? Is that his sole focus now?
Maybe he'll have, like, a Zidane-like... return,
yeah.
Because remember,
as point guard,
maybe they may need it, because Lonzo Ball ain't getting the job done.
That would be epic.
But HIV and all for 30 plus years or whatever it's been. But
yeah, if he came back as the point guard, if he was like, hey,
be something,
could you?
You needed me.
I'll tell you this: when I was a kid, Magic Johnson and I mean, I remember getting when I found out that he had HIV, because my dad called me. My dad worked in Manhattan. And I think we were off from school, or for some reason, my dad called me and said, hey, you got to turn on the TV. Magic Johnson has. And this was at a time where we really didn't know a whole lot about HIV. My dad said, Magic Johnson has AIDS. He's retiring. And I was probably like 10 or 11 years old. And I was crushed, because I had a Magic Johnson jersey. I loved Magic Johnson, because I grew up when it was the Lakers and the Celtics. Every year, it seemed like in the NBA Finals. And for whatever reason, I didn't like the Celtics.
Man, some things just never change with the NBA. They never figured out how to have more than two teams at a time.
Yeah. No.
But that's Who is it now, though?
Well,
now we make this whole basketball podcast.
We had the Warriors and the Lakers. It was really just LeBron and then the Warriors.
Yeah, and now it's,
and now it's just the Warriors.
No, because I think you can make the case that the best two teams are the Warriors and the Rockets.
And now it's Porto and... Barcelona in the semifinal, probably.
Yeah, we could talk about that if you want.
For my gear,
God, if Porto comes back to win this game,
I felt it was necessary to wear the Porto.
It absolutely was.
Shout out to Away Days Football.
On Sunday I wore my Peru jersey, by the way.
Nice.
And I got called out on air for it. One of the hosts was like, "What are you even wearing? Is that a Peru jersey?"
Who called you out?
Matt Eumanns
doesn't know anything about soccer, does he?
No, not at all.
Of course not. No, he knows basketball.
No, Paulo Guerrero.
Matt Eumanns knows a lot about a lot of things. That is a good dude.
Yeah, soccer, not one of them.
No, Paulo Guerrero also knows a lot about a lot of things.
And cocaine being one of them.
I was going to say some legal, some not so legal. Actually, it was just green tea from what I heard.
That's, you know what?
I want that. I want to know what kind of green tea he had.
Like I said, Rick James was also a fan of that brand of green tea.
I will tell you this. There is a guy in this building here at Lotus Broadcasting. By the way, this is the other football podcast. Where can they find us?
LVSportsNetwork.com, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, BGN.FM, sponsored by Roughneck Scarves.
Nice. Roughneck Scarves are cool.
Yeah. Coming soon. Just be on the lookout.
Oh, man. I hope you guys get me one that says 2018-2019 Premier League champions.
It'll be Man City.
Yeah, you want a Man City. Yeah. I mean, yeah, hey, sure, we can get that. City, I was thinking we get you the Everton draw. Everton draws Liverpool to prevent them from winning the title, Scarf.
You know what? If that happened, I would have to find a spot in my office to put that up.
Yeah.
I mean, it would only be logical, right? So I could be reminded of the heartbreak every single day when I show up to work. And
can we? How customizable are these scarves? Can we get my face on it?
I think they're very customizable.
Oh, I don't want that.
Because I want my face just right there next to the Everton logo with the double thumbs up.
I think if we did that, we would have to also get Bert and Ernie over each shoulder.
Yes.
And then just the morphing of them into one face.
Now, with Bert and Ernie, I would imagine there might be a licensing issue, but I would, you know, but...
I'm sure we could find like a knockoff like
Bert. I'm sure we can figure it out.
B-U-R-T.
I'm sure you could, yeah.
I actually have to figure out what I'm going to do for hanging my scarves, because I used to just put them on my headboard, but my new bed frame doesn't have a headboard.
I don't have any scarves. I had one and gave it to a friend. He got married and I gave him. Or actually, nice. No. I got one from a friend who was married and gave it to our friend of the show, Ryan Green.
Oh.
He's a Chicago native, and I had a Chicago Fire scarf. So
Chicago City FC.
I have a Liverpool scarf, and I have a Brazil scarf, and it's not a scarf. But when I went to
fair enough.
It's weird because
it's
when
a
I
sash.
Went
it's a when blanket,
I, it actually does look like a sash. When I went to I have a light scarf too. Nice. So I have three scarves.
The summer scarf.
Yes, but. I went to by the way, I'm taking my son to the Lights game on Saturday.
To the foam party.
The foam party, which we'll talk about later. But
for sure.
So I have a, I lost my train of thought.
A sash?
Oh, so I went to go
a
see.
Mr. Nevada sash.
I went to go see Vietnam and Taiwan in a World Cup qualifier.
Like, okay.
I guess it was 2015, it must have been.
That's an odd one.
And I was living in Taipei. What am I supposed to do?
That was an incredibly interesting transition. But.
No. So the Vietnamese fans, there were thousands of them there. I think they outnumbered the Taiwanese fans. They all wear red shirts with yellow star, which is like their flag.
Okay.
But they don't wear scarves. They wear headbands that are they look like sashes, but they tie in the back. Kind of like, remember Rambo when he would tie
Yeah.
the...
Yeah.
But it says something in Vietnamese on it, like "Go Vietnam" or "Vietnam Number One" or something. So,
I also had one of those, but it was small. It was just I don't even think it was cloth. It was like
you were wearing the Baker Mayfield headband last week on the
show. Yeah, I've been on a rock headband, but this one was when I went to see Iceland and Mexico. The national team's here.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Nice. I had a Mexico.
I didn't know you were at that game. I was there too.
I was there.
I saw Iceland in Iceland.
I actually interviewed former Mexico coach.
Juan Carlos Osorio.
That's
cool.
Who
was rumored to be the U.S. coach for a hot second before he took the job at Paraguay.
Let's see. What do I have? Because when I did my Europe trip, I got a scarf at every game I went to. So I've got like some obscure ones. I've got the Holland Luxembourg.
Da.
Even more obscure than that, I have Blackpool Exeter from the EFL League One playoff final.
And
actually, that might be League Two. It might have been the. I think it was the
if
League
it was
Two.
Exeter
game.
Probably was League Two because I don't think they've ever been in League One.
Yeah, they lost the game to Blackpool,
so they stayed down. That makes sense.
I got a
Lights FC.
Yeah, I've got Lights FC. I've got both the one from the Reno game, and I've got just one of the summer ones.
Oh, yeah, I forgot they did the custom one for the, what is it called, the Silver State Cup?
Yeah. See, the original, there was a vote for it.
We had it.
Casino Classico.
We discussed it on the late Las Vegas Soccer Betting Hour.
Rest in peace.
Casino Classico would have been perfect.
Yeah. Shout out to former producer Jared Justice.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Then I've got, my friend sent me an Everton scarf from one of the games he went to.
Okay.
I've got an Earthquake scarf. I've got two Earthquake scarves. One that's just a generic, and one that's from the inaugural season in Avaya that I actually did not get during the inaugural season. It was on the ground in the supporters section after a game once, and I was like, well, needs a home.
I mean, obviously.
I've got an American Outlaws Syracuse chapter scarf that might be my favorite scarf I own, because it comes, like, if you're wearing it around your neck, it comes down in the middle and you merge the two sides and it makes the Syracuse skyline and the 315, the area code for Syracuse.
I didn't even know Syracuse had a skyline.
It does. Actually, it's mostly dominated by the Carrier Dome.
Okay, well, that would make sense. So you lead me to a question, and I think I know where you stand. I don't know where you stand, but...
Oh, boy.
Thomas brought up he has a double scarf.
Okay.
Where do you stand? Because I see a lot of people on social media...
I do see this as a debate, and it surprises me, frankly.
And I see a lot of people trashing those who have double scarves. Like, I have a friend who is a Celta Vigo fan. He has a Celta Vigo scarf from when they played Man United in the Europa Cup a couple of years ago.
Okay.
And some other friends called him out as plastic, saying, how could you have... And the funny thing is, this guy is as plastic as they come. He is the true definite, because he's
a Barbie girl.
He is a Vigo fan, yet he's also a Barcelona fan, and he's also a Man United
fan.
So we call him a glory hunter. I mean, he is a glory hunter.
Understand the topic here.
So where I'm going with this is it acceptable to have a double scarf? Like Thomas has the Holland-Luxembourg double scarf.
So we're talking
Exeter-Blackpool.
Yeah. So hypothetically, I go to a Newcastle match and they play, we won't say Sunderland, we'll say somebody random.
Cardiff.
Sunderland's pretty random, but okay.
Well, Sunderland is their rival, is why I don't want to use that. So we'll say, okay, Cardiff. So Newcastle plays Cardiff. I go to a match, and they have a custom scarf for that day with Newcastle and Cardiff on each side.
Yes.
And you're saying that's you don't support people wearing those?
No, that's not what
I'm
saying.
It is actually a debate.
It's a debate. Like,
there are people who view that, who look down upon the double scarf.
I guess to me, that wouldn't be the first scarf I would wear to a match day, just because, well, Cardiff and Newcastle have similar colors, but if it was like a red team, if it was like Liverpool,
yeah,
you would stick out, but... Like, to have that scarf, are people mad, or they're mad when you wear it?
Both, I think. I wouldn't be mad
if you had it.
I wish that we had someone who was on the opposite side of this debate, because for me personally, like I was on the hunt for double scarves in those games. I actually wasn't able to find one for Huddersfield versus Reading when I saw the EFL playoff final.
To me, if anything, that would be not more cool, but more interesting. Like, if I go to like a Cavs game and they're doing a commemorative giveaway, like I want the stuff from the commemorative giveaway. Like Warrior shirt. I would wear a Cavs Warrior shirt.
I'm not 100% on board with this, though.
Okay.
Like, if I go to see, let's say, I happen to be in Europe, I go see Spain against France in a European game.
You're clearly going to boo Pogba. Carry on.
Mm-hmm. No, I think it's acceptable for me to buy the scarf, mm-hmm. the double scarf.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But if I go to a Premier League game and it's just random, generic Premier League game, Liverpool against, I don't know, Leicester, I would not buy that scarf.
See, if you had...
Here's my thing about it. I think that, I mean, first off, I don't care what you buy. Go for it if you want to. The way I see it with the double scarves, every game that I went to was... a special event for me, more than just going to a game.
I think that's acceptable. I think that's perfectly acceptable.
Because I like Exeter and Blackpool.
You don't have a rooting interest in either.
I didn't have a rooting interest in the game.
You more so have an... Okay, so I see what you're saying.
So I think if you have a vested interest in the game...
Yeah.
If you went to an Everton versus Liverpool match, he would probably not get a scarf that's Everton and Liverpool.
See, I think that's actually,
different, though. So the rival is different.
So
yeah, I do, because it's the Merseyside derby.
Well, I probably would get... I'd probably buy two scarves. If I went to that match, I'd buy both scarves because I'd want a normal Everton scarf. Yeah.
And then you'd want
the one to commemorate that match.
Exactly.
Because for me, going to an Everton-Liverpool game would be something incredibly special because I would have traveled across the Atlantic Ocean. Like that's a huge event. If I lived in Liverpool,
it's not
as big of an event. It's not something I need to commemorate that way.
To me, it wouldn't be my first choice. Like you said, I would probably get two. I would get a normal one.
Yeah.
And then I would get the commemorative one just so you can have it at the house and be like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's to mark a special game that I went to.
To me, is it like a ticket stub?
Yeah. Exactly.
You keep a ticket stub from that?
Yeah. I have my ticket stub from the playoff one final.
Yeah.
And then I've also got like the Iceland scarf, the Huddersfield scarf. I bought a scarf at every game I went to. I was not.
Yeah, I mean, like for me, I went to go see Barcelona-Valencia a couple years ago in Barcelona.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see scarves that had both on them. I didn't buy a scarf, but I wouldn't buy a scarf because, A, I don't care about either one of those clubs.
See, for me, it's I bought the scarves like to commemorate being at these matches.
But if it had been like the Copa del Rey final.
You buy the scarf.
I'd probably buy the scarf because it's a special event. So if I just go to England and I go to a random game, like if I go see, I don't know, Arsenal against Huddersfield, it's nothing. It's just a game. I'm not. I don't need anything to commemorate because I'm just going to the game to go to the game.
Yeah.
But what I really love about my Huddersfield scarf, it's not the double, but it was a special like EFL playoff final scarf.
It was the first time they went up, right?
Yeah. So, but it also it has like the EFL playoff final logo on it, so it is still a special scarf that has like the date of that match.
And they're going back down, so you may want to hold on to that.
True. I mean, I wasn't getting rid of it anyway.
But you know, sometimes when you pack up and you're moving, and I know you're moving soon, and sometimes you come across stuff and you're like, you know what, I don't really need this, and you toss it, and then like 3 weeks later or a month later, you're like,
damn,
why did I throw that away? Yeah. What am I doing?
Like, no, I used the scarves to wrap my dishware.
Nice.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
I do not have much of, but interestingly enough, I used my Iceland scarf to wrap the Viking beer glass that I stole from a bar in Iceland.
Oh, nice. Listen to this guy.
Allegedly.
No, I'll admit, I walked out of there with that. I walked out of Iceland.
If you're looking for your Viking glass,
yeah, got that at TV at work on Twitter.
Yeah,
it's fantastic. Viking. I've been on the hunt for Viking beer ever since I got back because it is like the Icelandic version of Bud Light. Like, it's just what they drink there.
Yeah,
and it was a good beer.
Now, did you drink the Black Death alcohol while you were there?
I've never heard of that in my life.
They have an alcohol in Iceland that they call Black Death.
I guess I have to go
back.
This
reminds me of Pimp Chronicles, where Cat Williams is talking about strains of weed called, like, Death, and he's like, I'm going to smoke this and die? Like, what the hell?
This strain is called Gorilla Panic. Yeah, I don't want that. Well, like, although that's a Ted reference right there, I realize.
Nice.
Like me, when I was in Japan, I ate the blowfish sushi. Because, A, I wanted to say I tried it.
Fair.
I'm a little bit of an adventurous eater, although nothing like Anthony Zimmern. That guy will eat anything. Although, when he was in Taipei, stinky tofu, he tapped out on stinky tofu. He's like, it's the only thing I've ever spit out. And stinky tofu is by far and away the worst smelling food. Actually, durian's pretty bad, too.
I'm not shocked by something called stinky tofu being poorly smoked.
Yeah.
Speaking of tofu.
At least it's aptly named.
So I think we're all in agreement. Bold move by Burger King, going with the Impossible Burger.
I you know what? I'll be honest. I kind of like it. I've had an Impossible Burger
Have you
before.
Had it?
Not from Burger King.
But in general?
A different fast food place, although they do cook to order, so it's still fast food, but it's not like...
Okay.
Like the typical fast food.
You're just gonna knock a name drop it? Like we don't name drop every fast food place on the show.
I had it at Fatburger.
Okay.
And it was good.
I've never had Fatburger. I need to.
It was good.
I've had it once, I think.
I liked it. I like the Impossible Burger.
I will say this. I think the issue with or not the issue, but my main takeaway with whether it's a vegan food or anything like that is just let it be itself. Don't try to tell me, oh, you won't be able to taste the difference. That's my issue. Like, if somebody gives you the Impossible Burger...
You could taste the difference.
Yeah, I don't want them to be like, oh, yeah, it tastes just like a regular burger. Because then it already skews it for me.
It's like when they say, oh, a veggie burger, it tastes just like the real thing. No. They just have the real thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
so my thing...
Boca Burger is not... But like doesn't I had, taste anything well, like...
A couple years ago, we had a vegan Thanksgiving. All vegan food.
Wow, and I thought normal Thanksgiving was terrible.
No, and it... Oh, yeah, I forgot you hate Thanksgiving. Yeah. No, it was...
What is Thanksgiving? What was our episode?
Oh, that's a good question.
Thanksgiving is the
Thanksgiving is a trash holiday.
That might actually be what it was. Yeah,
I thought it was Thanksgiving is the U.S. national team of holidays.
It
or
was,
something
I
like
think.
That.
But no, it was. I went into it with expectations of this food and it may not be great. I was also having a second stop that day, so I knew I was going to get regular food anyway.
Okay, so you yeah.
But I went and it was pretty decent. Shout out to Tish. It was pretty solid, but. No, I think my issue is just let it be what it is.
My high school girlfriend tried to get me to eat a Boca Burger, and I was like, I will never in my life do this.
See, I will try it, but there's just no chance I would ever actually change that lifestyle. More power to you if you're able to change that lifestyle, because I feel like that takes a hell of a restraint. But
you know what? No. Yeah, it takes a hell of a restraint. I don't care. I don't care that you're going vegan. I don't care if you're trying to
save
the planet.
Same thing with CrossFit.
I don't care
that you CrossFit.
Yeah, you are choosing to do this to yourself. You don't get any bonus points with me.
Speaking of fitness, TV at work was physically active this weekend, I heard.
No, and no, I haven't tried to brag about it because I don't care. Like, yeah,
I ran
a 5K this weekend. I actually placed third in my age group,
to which I responded. So shout out to our Thomas Nines mutual friend Sufi, who had a snap of Thomas, and I was like, oh, nice.
Yeah.
And so then
we received a snap back of Carson flipping us off.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, yeah, I'm a classy guy. And so I said something about the TV pretending like he ran in this race. He said he finished third in his age group. I said,
oh, wow.
The other 12-year-olds must have been devastated.
Here we go.
No. I ran in the 60 and up women's group.
Listen, nice. I like it. Muppets don't constitute an age group, okay?
That's anti-Muppet. That's...
You know what? We should all run a 5K.
No.
No,
Just so that I can taunt you, too.
Hard pass. None of us are in the same age group.
Listen, I'm telling you.
I don't
you,
care.
If Chris would be running against people with walkers and wheelchairs. He'd be the only able-bodied person running.
If I trained for it, I would beat you.
Yeah, no. And if Grandma had a wiener, she'd be Grandpa. But
you might be able to beat me in a 40-yard dash, although you can't. But you can't. But if you train for it, you might be able to, because I'm terribly slow. I'm not a good sprinter, but. Like, I run endurance to keep fit.
What was
your
time?
You would not be able to 26 minutes.
Just to let you know.
Oh, boy. I say back in 1971.
Back in 1971 at the ripe old age of 30.
96, when I was in high school.
Mm-hmm. Thomas was just barely born.
I was running a 5K at about 17 minutes.
All right. You still can't do that now.
No, I know I can't do that now.
Even if you trained, you cannot hit that now.
More importantly than Thomas's performance,
I also wasn't like training
hard.
I think if I trained, I could beat 26 minutes.
But more importantly,
if I trained, I could beat 26 minutes as well. This was not.
More importantly, though, outside of your performance, who was not in attendance that you were hoping that related to our portly friend over there?
The 5K. The 5K was it was a charity 5K.
Yes, you bastard! I remember the text messages now.
It was for the Ronald McDonald House.
Great cause.
Very disappointed that Grimace was not in attendance because I was ready. I was locked and loaded with my oh look, Chris is here. Snapchat.
Well, the reason Grimace was not in attendance was because he died of a coronary.
That is McDonald's canon, by the way.
He had to have triple bypass surgery, and it did not go well. Grimace.
Honestly, I think they killed off Ronald McDonald.
No, he's still around.
Because I haven't seen
he wasn't
Ronald
there.
McDonald.
He you wasn't. They had the whole cast. They had a knockoff Avengers cast there.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, see, I remember they used to have Grimace. Right? Grimace is dead. The Hamburglar was executed by Mayor McCheese, who later died of.
This
diabetes.
Is all in the McDonald's expanded universe,
right?
Yeah, sounds like it.
So Mary McCheese died of complications from diabetes.
And also from being a cheeseburger.
Someone ate his head. Birdie, who was the only female.
I don't remember
in the group.
Birdie.
Birdie.
You remember Birdie? Thomas doesn't remember
this
either.
This is before my time.
Birdie is now in the chicken sandwich.
At Chick-fil-A?
No, at McDonald's.
Okay. I came so close to having Chick-fil-A today.
I can't.
But I forced myself not to. Not out of any, like, objection to it, which is because I had packed a lunch, and I was driving back. I had an interview with the Link, and then I was driving back, and I almost went out of my way to get Chick-fil-A, but then I remembered tomorrow I have an interview at Sunset, which is right next to a Chick-fil-A.
That's a good one because that's over in Green Valley.
I was gonna say one of the eternal debates is
we are
when
you're half soccer, half food podcast.
Yeah, 100%. I'm very okay with that. Yeah. I'm comfortable.
I am
in that
very.
I'm comfortable.
Listen,
in that lane.
We have people telling us they want us to talk about. But real quick, before I forget, I want to give us a.
That wasn't. I didn't say my internal debate was if you know you have food at home, and then you drive past like a fast food place you want, and you're like,
see, my problem right now is that my problem is that. For the next 2 days. Like, my kitchen is basically downtown Baghdad, and like. 2004 downtown Baghdad, not now downtown Baghdad.
Ripping the statue of Saddam Hussein down.
Yeah, like fortunately there's no ant uprising. Like it's not dirty.
It's just packed up. It's demolished.
Yeah, because I'm living with a buddy of mine
who's renovating.
He's renovating. Well, it literally looks that way because he's renovating the apartment that he's living in.
That's not fun.
And so like most of the shelves are not shelves. I'm
Birdie. The early
most of the cabinet
bird.
Doors are
yes,
off.
Yes, yes.
Oh my god! Oh, so I don't have food at home. What the
hell?
What
the? See, I told
you. Yeah, she got made into chicken nuggets.
What is that? They used to have chicken nuggets. Like, Google, like, 1980s McDonald's
cartoons.
She looks
like, what was the girl on Barney? Oh, my gosh. That is a horrifying sight.
Oh, yeah. What the hell did you have to announce, though? So,
After you cut me off, I figured I'd get back to you.
Apparently, my library for iTunes for our show only goes back to January 31st.
Okay.
But I'm looking through our shows, and we have the best titles in history for the names of our shows.
That is a fact.
We pride ourselves on coming up with good titles.
Was January 31st. R.I.P. Rufio. Wait, Rufio died?
Dark times.
Is that the red iPhone?
This is the XR. But yeah, it's coral.
Oh.
Yes.
Cool.
February 6th.
Fancy guy.
Shout out to Boban. Nice. Villain in John Wick 3.
Yes.
February 13th, the new White Hart Lane is the Xanadu of England.
That is my favorite title of an episode we've had. But we've had solid episode titles.
February 21st, Magnum saltiness could melt the Vegas ice.
Never mind, that's my favorite.
February 27th, Alexis Sanchez fell off like No Limit Records.
Shout out to No Limit Records, Free She Murder.
Wait. Yes.
I hope this is a No Limit Records reference.
So, like I said, I was at the link.
Rapid
Fonte. When I was getting there, I passed Brooklyn Bowl. Guess who's playing Brooklyn Bowl?
Is it Master P?
No.
Well, I know.
They've gotten shout out on our show before. I'll give you one more guess, and then I'll tell you.
Well, I know it's not production. Churches.
Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Nice.
Yes, they are playing Brooklyn Bowl soon.
I bet you Sean get a hookup.
I would have to agree.
March 7th, Liverpool are the Dallas Cowboys of the Premier League.
That's just fact.
13th of March. Hiring Mourinho is like stealing a package only to find out there's poop inside. March 20th. Swansea is the fruit brute of English soccer.
Arguably my favorite episode we've ever done, by the way.
That was a great episode.
Every person that has listened to that episode is like, yeah, that was my episode. It was my jam. Mm-hmm.
March 28th. Name drop bingo.
That was another great episode, though.
And April 3rd. Sardinia is a bad pizza topping.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're pretty cool.
Yeah.
So today, on my way from work at the South Point to get over here to do the show,
nice.
I got onto the highway, and I look behind me.
Yes.
And I see none other than the biggest boob on the planet, Carson A. Merck, right behind me.
Hey, if I'm the biggest boob on the planet, I got here first. So, yeah. I mean, that's all that matters.
He did beat you.
Yeah.
He did, because what happened was I shifted lanes early. And you, like, kept going. You rode that exit lane.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You rode that all the way.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's...
Make a move.
Yeah. I wanted to get over early because, like, when it comes to getting out of that lane, I want to give myself as much time as possible. I don't want it to be a stress move out.
Shout out to anyone who lives in Vegas listening to our show that has had to drive on the 215 West.
See, I have no sympathy.
Rush hour regularly.
Oh, I have no sympathy for any of you people. Bay Area traffic is by far worse. The only thing that beats that is L.A. traffic, and we're catching up fast.
LA
yeah, Vegas traffic has gotten really bad in the last like 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, these people are here. But the other thing,
Here's the problem. They keep building. Like, I live in the Southwest, and they keep building houses, and they're doing zero road work.
No, but they're starting to do road work. Like, we have the endless road work on 95 and 15.
Oh, listen,
now they're doing 215 road work. But the thing is, it's better that they do.
I got news for you, Thomas. That road work on 95 and 15.
That's been going on forever.
It's been going on
since 95.
I moved here in 1999. It's still going on.
Maybe that's why they say the 95 to the 15, because it's been going on past the 1995 and 2015.
Well, it's going on until 3015.
But at least they're doing that work now. Like, before we hit 3 million people and it's even worse.
Yeah.
Like, it's always better to get it out of the way as quick as you can. But you are not the only person who I recognized in traffic behind me today.
Okay.
Once you jetted off, I end up coming to a stop at one point because it was bumper to bumper, of course.
That it was.
And this car coming behind me, I noticed, like, it's a really nice Porsche, and I'm doing the instinctual, please don't hit me, please don't hit me, please don't hit me.
Yeah.
Dude comes to stop, we're totally fine. And I look up, and guess who's in the driver's seat? None other than Brent Musburger.
Really?
Nice. Brent Musburger drives a very nice Porsche.
Wow.
Yeah.
I will say this. I am a hero when I drive.
because
listen, I am that guy. You know when you get on the highway and or anywhere, even if there's like road work and it goes from two lanes down to one?
Okay.
I am that guy who pulls in the middle of both lanes. So the jerks who think they can cut ahead of everybody cannot cut ahead of everybody. Because they just cause
hero
more traffic.
Is a strong
yeah, that was
word.
A strong term.
Listen,
but
I
what
am,
you're
I
actually
am...
supposed to do is get all the way to the end and then merge. It's supposed to be a zipper.
Yes. However, people have zero concept about alternate merge here.
That is also true. People, I've noticed that's an American thing that everyone tries to get over super early. In Europe, like it's seen as a dick move to get over at the last second and merge at the end. In Europe, that isn't the case. In Europe, they just go, you merge there.
The problem is most of their roads were built in the 1500s over there, too.
Well, some of their roads were built in the 200s over there. and yet they're somehow in better condition than Tropicana.
I was going to say, in the 200s, that was actually when they started White Hart Lane, too.
That is also when Chris hit puberty.
So speaking of White Hart Lane 2,
yeah,
there was a pretty big game that took place there.
There was.
This afternoon.
It was.
And it was
Champions League. Hugo Lloris.
What a save.
Yeah. I was actually in the middle of talking with a sports book director and that happened and I just went, oh my God.
Well, let me ask you, do you agree with the handball?
I didn't see the game.
Oh.
I had work.
I did not agree with the handball.
I did not either. So...
But I have no skin in that race at all.
No, I don't either. I don't really care.
The only thing I'm rooting for Man City in is the Premier League.
I will say this. Man City is winning that second leg and advancing because it's Spurs. They're going to Spurs it.
I will say this. I was rooting for Man City today because I figured if Spurs were going to have their big win, I wanted it to be in the Premier League and not in the Champions League. Like if Man City wins the Champions League, as long as they don't beat Liverpool in the final, I don't really care.
Mm-hmm.
But I want someone to beat City in the Premier League. And I look at the schedule, and I think there's only two teams left on the schedule that have a chance to do it.
I was gonna say, but you've said it every week. Man City's going to lose down the stretch.
They are going to lose. Someone's going to beat them.
Yeah.
But after Spurs won today, I think I'm resigning the fact that I think it's going to have to be United because I don't see Spurs beating them in the Premier League now.
Interestingly enough, one of my buddies, who is a big City fan, he's rooting for Liverpool in the Champions League. He doesn't care if they win it. Like, that's not his thing. His thing is he wants them to be in it as long as possible because he doesn't want them to be able to focus all of their energy on the Premier League.
Yeah. Well, I think Liverpool's deep enough to where they have the ability to do both.
I think City is same way.
I think City is too.
I think City's deeper
than
Liverpool.
Because Naby Keita is starting to play like the player a lot of Liverpool fans expected him to be. Shaqiri's well-rested. And they're getting Oxlade-Chamberlain back.
But this is coming from the guy who... When they put Adam Lallana in the starting lineup, you have a conniption.
Yeah, well, when Lallana is in there with Dejan Lovren and Joel Matip, that is a recipe for disaster.
Did you see Dejan Lovren, the guy that he thought was Mo Salah, or was joking that he thought was Mo Salah?
He's driving.
He was driving. And there's a dude wearing a Mo Salah jersey with a beard and afro, and he's like, Mo!
He's walking through Liverpool at night in a Liverpool jersey that says Salah, and he's got the fro.
Well, I mean, if I was Mo Salah, I'm sure that's what I'd do. You know, I'm picking a tire for the day. I'll wear my own kit. That's an interesting
Why
one.
It reminded me because it was a purple kit in the video.
Yes.
So Manchester City, but Manchester City and Liverpool both have
weird,
somewhat similar purple kits. Maybe Man City wore them today,
It can't be a company thing because Liverpool is. New Balance and City is Nike.
That is, if there was another reason for anyone to root against Liverpool to win, it is 100% because they're sponsored by New Balance. I would like that to be stated for the record.
What's wrong with New Balance?
Literally,
do they wear
everything.
New Balance cleats?
Yep. No,
probably.
Does New Balance make cleats?
I don't.
Yeah, they do. But the guys have their own agreements. Like, not all the players wear New Balance.
Who's
cleats.
The oldest? Who's
it's not
the oldest
like the NCAA where you have to wear the exploding Nikes.
Who's the oldest player on Liverpool?
Probably James Milner.
Milner wears New Balance for sure. There's no question.
I'm going to look it up.
Look
up
a picture of James Milner's boots, and I assure you they're New Balance.
Nothing will ever beat possibly the greatest line in Viola family history when
he wears Nike.
My grandparents came to town. My grandparents were in town, and all of a sudden my mom just says, Tom, my grandfather, are you wearing Skechers Shape-Ups?
Hey, man.
And he was.
Sometimes that's what you got to do.
Milner wears Nike Magista Opus 2 cleats.
All right, what shoe company do you wish made soccer boots?
That doesn't.
I have my answer.
Did Jordan
let you go?
Does Jordan make soccer boots?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah,
because no, what I'd want is like an actual sponsor. Like the Jordan sneaker, like the high top and everything, the basketball
I think
shoe.
They've
kind of
done those a little bit.
That would be hilarious.
Yeah, I think they've kind of done those a bit.
Oof.
Mine's Fila, 100%.
There's no Fila cleats.
Good no. God, I hope no. not.
No.
Steve Madden.
No, I would. I
fair enough.
Like just these shoes, but cleat.
Now was Dada after your time?
Dada,
the basketball shoes.
No, I remember that.
So
yeah.
To any young man or young lady in middle school, you used to get the East Bay catalog.
Oh my gosh,
and
yes.
Dada, they used to be deep in the colorway game. Yeah. They had like every colorway matching possible. They had the one with the spinner, shout out to Latrell Sprewell, friend of the show.
I really love not cleats that don't exist, but the cleats that I just got recently for indoor. I got the I don't think they're Venom. But they're Nike, and the new thing is instead of laceless, they have phantom laces, which really just means the laces are like you put the shoe on, and your foot is kind of in this sleeve in the shoe, and you tie the laces in there, and then the rest of the shoe is just outside of that. So it's like the shoe is a shell over it.
Well, that's kind of
so
interesting.
So they look laceless, and they look really cool because laceless cleats look really cool. But the problem is, do not want laceless cleats. So yeah, it's that perfect combination.
I'm going to pitch to Dada. I'm going to get in touch with them and pitch. Do you remember the spinner Dadas?
No, but I remember
Please Google them as we talk. There were shoes back in the day, Latrell Sprewell shoes, that have a spinner in the back of the shoe.
But you know what? I type in Dada shoes. The first thing that shows up is spinners.
Yeah. Take a gander at those.
Oh, my God.
Right, hang on. I'm coming around to see.
Yeah. They're epic. That is going to be – that is my
those
my
are
contribution.
Awful.
That's my contribution to the soccer world is getting Dada spinner spikes.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to make that happen.
So there's – let's see. For sale, East Bay shows up. No, you know what?
Is East Bay still around?
I think so, yeah.
Those used to be the best. That was the number one thing of like window shopping, though. Like you would look and you'd be like, oh, those are sick. Like I remember like circling stuff in there. Yeah. I'm not ordering these. Had a few pairs of Dadas, but
I remember that logo too, the crown for Dada.
Yeah.
But do you remember that show? I think it was called like Barry and I can't remember. It was, but they used to sell the Latrell Sprewell sneakers. Stephen Barry's.
Yeah, Stephen Berry's had
Starberries.
Yeah, Starberries were $8.98 when I was in high school.
And what I remember is they had like a bunch of like college and university stuff, but it was all like the wrong color.
It was cheap too. It was
all cheap. Like
$3. You're talking about shoes exploding, the Zion Nikes exploding. Starberries would explode not on the side of your foot and slide out. They would like explode. The bottom would explode sometimes. Like if you landed, your heel would pop through the bottom of the shoes.
Oh.
I mean, they were $8.98. Yeah, I mean, you get what you get. But shout out to Starberry.
Yeah,
so, has his logo tattooed on his head.
I interviewed Stephon Marbury once when he was playing with the Knicks.
Pretty stable guy.
Oh, he was not friendly.
I can imagine
they,
that
they lost to the Jazz, and my boss, former boss, texted me. And he covered Starberry when he was in Minneapolis with the T-Wolves. And he said, all right, your job is
– R.I.P. Malik Sealy.
I remember Malik Sealy. Played for St. John's, who just lost their coach today. Chris Mullin stepped down.
Run TMC.
Bobby Hurley's going to probably take that job.
Could be.
But so he tells me to interview Marbury, knowing that Marbury is a complete jerk.
Yeah.
And – the Knicks lost in overtime. They blew a big lead in the game, which was fun.
Some things never change.
Yeah.
And Marbury, Eddie Curry was fine, and Nate Robinson was fine.
Jesus, Eddie Curry.
Maybe it wasn't. Yeah, it was Eddie Curry.
No, it was 100% Eddie Curry, I'm sure.
And then Marbury was not fine. Nate Robinson was cool. David Lee was cool. By the way, David Lee married to Caroline Wozniacki.
David Lee had an awesome nickname. They said he was Dwight Howard. Howard, because he was getting a lot of double doubles at the time. It was a good time.
But he's married to Caroline Wozniacki, who is a big, big Liverpool fan. She tweets about Liverpool.
Oh yeah,
I believe
I saw you
retweet her.
Once
give her a retweet. Former world number one tennis player.
Do we want to move on to Liverpool as we're discussing them?
Actually, I got a different direction.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
Shout out to the Dutch women's national team.
Okay,
they had a friendly game today against Chile.
Chi-chi-chi, lay.
But at halftime, they were up 6-0.
Goo.
Final score was 7-0. They clearly took their foot off the gas in the second half. We play Chile in the opening round of the World Cup, so
we're in good shape.
And
we're
the in Dutch good shape, team, boys. The Dutch team is not of the same caliber.
Alex
as
Morgan
the
got her 100th goal last week, I believe. Yeah. I believe it was.
Well,
we actually played them in the second game in the World Cup.
Morgan. Speaking of women's the women's game.
Yeah.
Big shout out to the UNLV women's team.
Yeah, huge shout out.
They beat Argentina 1-0 on Saturday night out at Peter Johan Memorial Field. Robin Pollard got the one goal, apparently finished from 25 yards out.
So I don't want to toot our own horn here. But we talked to Thomas Olsen on the show.
Yep.
He ends up on the USL Team of the Week reserves, and they win the match. We talked to Chris Shaw, winningest coach in UNLV women's soccer history. They beat Argentina. I'm not saying that you know anyone should come on here, but if you want to get a win and personal success in your career, holla at your boy.
And big shout out to Emberly Sevilla, who is the goalie who played outstanding in that game. Clean sheet against the 37th ranked team in the world.
Rising sophomore, Las Vegas native, I believe.
Yeah, Green Valley High School.
Yeah.
But,
does this officially make the UNLV women's team the 36th best team in the world?
That's the way I look at it.
I look at it, yeah.
I mean, I like it.
They should be ranked in the FIFA rankings. But, you know, we're going to have to check those girls out when the season starts up in August.
I'm a fan of those. I'm a fan of the field is nice.
Yeah, it is a nice field. The team is usually pretty good. They're competitive. And they usually play some decent teams out of conference.
Coach now a friend of the show.
Yeah, Chris Shaw. Big shout out. He said it was a unique opportunity to play against this caliber of a team. And to get the win makes it that much more special. Yeah.
Easily the number one Chris that's been on the show.
Yes, absolutely.
No question.
It gives them a lot of confidence heading into 2019.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. Clearly the best Chris that's ever been on the show.
Yeah, wasn't even under debate.
Not even up for debate.
I would say, and you're the third best Chris that's been mentioned on the show. Chris Shaw, number one. Chris Mullen, number two.
Can't forget C. Murder. I'm sure his name's Chris, too.
That is an interesting trivia question. However, we move on to Liverpool, I'll look up C. Murder's government name.
However, Thomas Olsen, best Thomas that's ever been on the show as well.
Damn, if we get another Carson on the show, I'm going to be effed.
Carson Palmer? We'll get Carson Palmer, even though...
You know, Carson Palmer, actually, his nickname is Carson Alborio Merck Palmer. fun fact.
I highly doubt that.
Hey. I don't believe that, yeah.
You know him? You've heard otherwise? I'm just saying.
So you want to move on to Liverpool. Where do you want to start? Do you want to start with their brilliant victory against Spurs over the weekend?
Or did they play Spurs this weekend?
Last weekend.
They were the beneficiary of multiple calls.
No, I'm sorry. They beat Southampton on Friday.
Oh, yeah. They're a little bit of a different victory.
Well, no,
they
beat Spurs 2 weeks ago. I'm
sorry. Brilliant victory over Spurs. Nah, they beat Spurs
2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago they beat Spurs.
That is called moving the goalposts.
C-Murder's government name is Corey Miller.
Oh, okay. Oh, is he related to Percy Miller?
Yeah.
A.K.A. Master P?
His brother is Percy Miller.
And so that would make him the uncle of Romeo Miller, A.K.A.
Shout out to Lil Romeo.
Lil Romeo.
So, are they all brothers? Is Silk the Shocker also a brother?
Oh, my gosh.
Please carry on as I looked in. He is.
He's one of their brothers,
yes.
too?
Yes.
Wow. This has been an illuminating episode.
My mind blown.
What about, what was her name? Mama Mia? What was the
Mia
one?
Mia X.
Mia X.
Mia X appears to be unrelated.
Okay.
My mind's blown, though. They're all brothers. I don't think I realized
that. Have you ever heard the song that Master P did with Bone Thugs and Harmony?
I feel like that was a song I purposely skipped from the Bone Thugs and Harmony collection.
So Liverpool, they defeat Southampton.
Yeah, much less impressive than beating Spurs. Yeah, brilliant victory over Spurs. Actually, we beat Southampton on Friday.
We were just talking about Spurs a few minutes ago, so it was clear in my mind. But they beat Soton on Friday.
Nobody cares about Soton. I have to talk about the Premier League.
Well, that is Premier League.
Champions League. Right. Nobody cares about that Southampton match, I assure you.
Well, Thomas does. He was so butthurt about it.
No, he doesn't care about the Southampton match.
I don't think about
Southampton
at all.
Southampton,
oh, really?
Southampton didn't care about that match.
So before we move on to the Champions League, the rumor floating around, the Merseyside.
Oh, nice, yeah. I forgot about
this. Now there's...
It's not a rumor. It's just a complete. It is rumor. It's a completely unsubstantiated claim that you just love parading around.
I don't know about that. I don't know if it's a completely.
No, it is fully unsubstantiated.
How mad would you be
if it happens?
It
has no legs.
How mad would you be if it happens? Very.
It's not going to happen.
If it happened, how fired up would you be? Mm. Would you punch Chris?
That's not an indication of anything. I want to do that right now.
Okay. He's hitting you with a Jim Rome and Chris and Jim Everett.
Call me Chris Everett one more time. So the rumor is one of the best players for Everton, Richarlison, is unhappy at Everton because there's no Brazilian players at Everton, and he's been hanging out with a trio of Brazilians from Liverpool, Alisson, Firmino,
Fabinho.
And, boy, easy to get those two guys confused, huh? They don't look anything alike.
No.
But, so, Richarlison, rumor is he would like to play at Liverpool next season.
You know how I know that that rumor is definitely a complete bullshit? Because you say there are no Brazilian players at Everton, and that's just flat out a lie. So clearly you're you are clearly going off poor information here.
Can you deny that he's hanging out with them?
I can't deny that he's hanging out with them.
Can you deny?
But like
when he was
remember
asked
we had the banana boat crew. Like
when
players hang out with each other in the in
the banana boat crew.
I get it, but when he was asked,
Everton has other Brazilian players.
Okay, that's fine.
Gylfi Sigurdsson.
When he was asked about it, what was his response?
I'm happy.
Did he deny it?
But he said he was happy.
Yeah.
A lot of people say, listen, Philippe Coutinho said for 2 years he was happy at Liverpool, and he forced his way out.
And you know who ended up not being happy?
Philippe Coutinho.
No, Barcelona fans that have never Philippe Coutinho.
Yeah, by the way, the rumors about him are that Man United possibly interested in him in the summer.
Who, their reserve team?
Well, he would start on that team.
I know. I was trying to slander his poor form.
I wonder. But I think the problem with Coutinho was I think he was so used to being the main focus of the offense, and he was used to being the guy, that he went to Barcelona thinking that the grass was going to be greener, and it turns out it clearly wasn't because you're always going to be number two as long as there's a guy named Leo Messi playing for
Barcelona. I mean, the grass is greener there because, you know, there's more grass from evading taxes, but...
You have more money in your pocket to water the lawn.
Grass is greener from tax evasion.
My friend actually was at the Barcelona Atletico game over the weekend.
Oh, nice. Yeah. That's solid. But no, let's go to... So I'm sporting a Porto jersey today.
Yes.
Because they're going to shock Liverpool.
3-2 in the fight. Yeah, in the next leg.
Well, they could win 3-2. That's fine. Liverpool would advance.
No, they wouldn't. On aggregate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't do this again. Don't do this again with these numbers.
No. But two away goals, Liverpool would advance.
Last time your away goals were a nightmare.
Plus, they would advance based on the fact that they'd have 4 goals to the 3.
This is true. Last time you're like, it's away goals. They could count for 6 times. So you had his toes out and was doing the multiplication table.
I tried.
But now they'll get upset.
Maybe.
Okay.
No, because they can't get upset because the refs are going to do everything in their power to make sure that doesn't happen.
This may be true.
We'll see
what happens. It's going to be interesting.
I think it will be, but I think Liverpool will advance.
Yeah.
So tomorrow we have, whenever you're listening to this, they were recording on Tuesday.
Yeah. Which
so
I'm Wednesday, honestly fine with because it keeps them from focusing purely on the Premier League.
And I'm fine with that.
And they're going to drop a few more points this season.
What I actually prefer is they focus on the Premier League and still lose. To Man City.
Well, both are happening. They're not winning a trophy. I mean, they're going through the season without a trophy.
I was being ironic. How
disappointed? Let's pose this question. Would you be more disappointed if Liverpool wins both the Champions League and the Premier League? Or
God, I would probably have to leave the show.
Or if Richarlison left Everton and went and played for Liverpool. Which would be more damaging to your ego?
Oh, hands down if you won both trophies.
What if they won one trophy?
That's a close one.
Eh. Still winning the trophy.
Liverpool wins the Premier League, or Richarlison leaves Everton and goes to Liverpool, so you're okay? You'd rather them win the trophy than Richarlison leave?
I'd rather Richarlison leave.
Okay,
that is
part of that. I mean, is also
it's pure fantasy. It's like the never-ending story.
Yeah, with Chris, he like makes up all of these scenarios, none of which are happening.
Liverpool's going to win.
Like, yeah.
He winked for everyone that didn't see. He said Liverpool's going to win the league.
At the end of the season, Richarlison will still be on Everton, and Liverpool will still have no trophy.
So what happens if Liverpool wins a trophy and Richarlison leaves?
There's going to be an unhappy Muppet sitting
there. Obviously, that will be unhappy. But it's not happening, so we're fine.
You probably would excommunicate yourself from the show.
Yeah, probably. I would have to.
It would be like a self-serving red card.
And then we would bring Jared Justice in as the third host. It would be a nightmare.
By the way, is that a Las Vegas Aces hat?
Yes, it is.
The Phoenix Mercury today put out a job listing, they're looking for men to play on their practice squad. They have a male practice squad. Frankly, I want those games televised.
Yeah.
Because I don't care. I don't care either way. This isn't me intending to disparage the WNBA, because I saw both sides of it. I saw some people on Twitter going like, oh, that'll be good. Like, the men are going to destroy them. And I saw other people like, oh, this will be great, because it'll be all these men that think they can beat the women, and then the women are going to destroy them. I don't care. I want to see what happens either way. I'm just here to watch.
I think the latter would happen, and that would...
It depends on the caliber of player you get.
For sure. Like,
yeah, listen, if you're bringing in a guy who played collegiately
at a D1 university,
I think the men win.
Yeah.
Even D3, I think the men have a good chance.
Yeah, because you're dealing with strength, power, size, and... Yeah.
I mean, it happened good in soccer when the Australian women's team played, like, a U17 men's team.
And they got crushed, right? Yeah.
What I want to happen, though, is have it just be a bunch of... random dudes.
Oh, yeah. Like you
Twitter
and me
tough
out there.
Guys.
Yeah.
Like, I think they did it. It was Katie Nolan. Shout out to Katie Nolan. She's hilarious. Liverpool fan.
Yes. Yes.
She had a fan come in that tweeted when what's his face missed the kick for the Bears.
Nice.
And she had him because he was like, he tweeted something like, I could make that easy. What an idiot.
Yeah. And
she had him come in and miss the kick and just taunted him relentlessly.
If there's one thing that I've learned in this business,
people are professionals for a reason.
It's like, look, I see it a lot with the Golden Knights, and look, I'm biased because I know the guys on the team, and
they're gonna take you off our hands for a few days. Yeah, which is nice.
I like the guys, and I have personal relationships with a lot of them. So when I see people on Twitter saying, "Oh, that guy sucks," and I'm like, "That guy is better than 99% of the people who are putting on ice skates today and trying to play this game."
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, but that doesn't mean he doesn't suck too.
Yeah, but the thing is, there's 31 teams in the NHL, 23 men on each roster. What is it, about 500 guys, 600 guys, right? There's only
I'm not trusting your math. I'm not gonna trust my own math.
My math is terrible. But
I was gonna say, this is based on the away goals math.
So let's estimate there's 600 guys in the NHL.
People?
There's 600 guys in the NHL.
Yeah, but it still doesn't defend like Choupo-Moting's epic miss
Dear
this weekend.
God.
Yeah, but
worst miss I've seen on a soccer.
No, that is the worst miss of all time.
He actually prevented a shot from going in.
Yeah.
That was, you know what? That was worse than Wondolowski.
Yeah, no question.
Because Wando's wasn't...
Wando's wasn't going in.
He didn't stop. You know what this reminds me of?
Who shot that?
No, this is a perfect transition to our next topic. So last year, I had a bit of a Twitter skirmish with a Las Vegas Lights player,
yes!
Sammy Ochoa.
Uh-oh.
So there was a match last year when we'll get him on the show to debate this. It was in Colorado Springs. I was watching the ESPN Plus stream.
Okay.
There was a corner kick. I want to say it was Wiki, maybe, headed at the near post. It's going in the goal at the far post. Ochoa dives and heads it outside of the goal, so it doesn't go in. So I include this in my match recap. BGN.fm, and Ochoa responds in the tweet to the tweet and says, that didn't happen. It wasn't going in. You're incorrect. I said, fair enough. I'm not going to argue with you if you believe that to be true. I respect your opinion. I feel the opposite.
I actually tried to get him on the Vegas soccer betting hour, and he was like, isn't that Carson Merck guy your co-host? And he was like, F that dude.
Yeah, I'm
really?
Not coming on. No, that didn't happen.
He's a good guy. And since we've exchanged tweets
he's a very good guy. He's actually the guy who gave me my Lights jersey.
Yeah.
But it does not come anywhere near close to fitting me. We are two very different sizes.
What was funny was the supporters group and also a podcast for Colorado Springs came to my defense and said it was indeed going in the goal and that he kept it out. But
so there was no camera angle that could like provide us with a definitive answer.
So we'll forever live in our truths. But speaking of the Lights, they got jobbed this weekend.
Well,
I did not see it.
There was something I was gonna. Oh, so I'm gonna go back to the Choupo-Moting.
Oh, it was a perfect transition. You F it up. Well, you're unbelievable.
We could go to the Lights.
We'll talk about the Lights.
So who shot that ball?
I don't know.
The Choupo-Moting
shot. Who would have scored the goal?
Not Neymar.
No. All right.
So Neymar was not playing in that game. Yeah, Has Neymar played in a game for PSG? I'm genuinely questioning that at this point.
Because I think what happened...
He has such bad feet.
Maybe it was Mbappe.
He's got them Steph Curry ankles.
Yeah, so, he's got some of those feet.
And as you said,
it's Zydrunas Ilgauskas.
Oh my gosh, the big Z.
Shout out to Z.
Wright State.
Yeah.
Right? I think you know that Wright State?
I don't think Z went to Wright State. He came from Lithuania.
No, I think he went to college. I think he went to Wright State.
Either way. moving on past Zydrunas Ilgauskas, Cavalier legend. No, I don't know who shot it. But the Lights this weekend are playing on the road at, I'm trying to think where they were playing. I can't think of it. USOBs, you made me forget.
They're playing San Antonio.
San Antonio, that's what it was. So,
Sufi just sent me this.
Nice. We got a picture of Thomas. Look at that. Live in action.
Sunglasses and everything.
He's a fancy guy. But so they're playing at San Antonio. They're down 1-0 right before or after the half. I don't remember which side of the break it was on. They score a goal to level things, and the ref all of a sudden waves it off after immense celebrating from the Lights. So they call it offside. The shot came from outside of the penalty area. Their argument was that somebody was offside and made a play towards the ball, which, by my angle, did not happen. There was a player that made a play towards the ball, but he was onside. And as I told Thomas before the show, and I mentioned in my article, BGN.FM, sponsored by Roughneck Scarves, roughneckscarves.com, official sponsor of MLS, USL, and men's national team scarves, I mentioned on there, the assistant referee never put his flag up for offside. I'm not a rules expert, but to me, that doesn't indicate that he was offside. Usually, if you think he's offside, you put the flag up.
Yeah.
And he didn't. And then all of a sudden, they're celebrating, and then the other ref, the referee, puts his hand to his ear and then says, no goal, it was offside.
That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
I thought it was, I've said on the show, I'm not somebody who openly or really goes over the top with criticizing referees. I think people do that too often. It's a scapegoat.
It's an easy way out.
But it was bad. To me, I was watching it and was shocked. I was shocked, and they end up losing 2-1. But
I bet Wijnaldum was not happy.
No, and his I was looking forward to his quotes in the match recap, but they were not as spicy as I had hoped. But I'm sure he was not
happy.
He
probably got a talking to after the last time.
Yeah, it's possible.
Well, if Bojo was there, maybe he would have been a little
Bojo,
more spicy.
Oh, if that happened at home.
Bojo would be savaging the ref the rest of the
Bojo
game.
Bojo would have ethered the ref, but it was...
he kicked his ass.
Yeah, no, it was a bad call. They keep playing well and just not winning matches, but...
Well,
They still haven't scored from the run of play. Their goal came on a penalty.
There's definitely an improvement, at least on the set pieces, but...
To me, there's an improvement on everything.
Well, yeah, but at some point...
But they're not getting the results.
At some point, you have to start scoring goals.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Especially in the USL, because it's not like you're going against the top keepers on the planet.
True. They've had a...
There's no Hugo Lloris in the
Well, there was
USL.
Actually...
Tommy Olsen would disagree.
Yeah. Well, Tommy Olsen's a damn good goalie. Yeah.
There was actually a shout-out to Abraham Rodriguez was the goalkeeper for Colorado Springs Switchbacks. He's 16.
Oh, my God.
And he went to Phoenix and had, like, maybe 8 saves and a shutout and won the USL Championship Player of the Week. And then, like, the next day, got signed by the Colorado Rapids.
Nice.
At 16?
Yeah, they were like, yeah, we should probably get that guy. I think he was maybe in their system already.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah, it was a big-time player. But now this weekend, foam party.
Yeah.
At Cashman Field.
They're playing the...
Tacoma Defiance.
Who used to be the Seattle Sounders, too.
Seattle Sounders, too.
Shout out, by the way. Something very big happened over the weekend.
Okay.
I'm still in a little bit of a state of disbelief. The Earthquakes won a game.
I'll be damned, did they?
3-0 against Portland.
Nice. Wow.
Against that's Western Conference reigning champs, Portland.
A little
Portland.
Bit of an upset?
Yeah. I legit, when I got the ESPN notification, I was like, is this a typo? Like, did we lose 3-0? Is that, I believe? Now,
I don't have a lot of fans in San Jose, by the way.
Yeah, you don't have a lot of fans anywhere, though.
I have a lot of fans in a lot of places,
I
just
swear,
not San Jose.
If somebody comes up to you and criticizes you when you're in San Jose about your Wando slander, I'm going to be pleased.
I am on the hunt right now. Like, I am texting all of my Sharks fan friends. I'm trying to find someone who's going to the game who I can get to, like, just heckle Chris.
Well, you know what's funny? There is no press box.
Was it Street Sharks? Was that a TV show?
Yeah, Street Sharks.
Nice. I'm more of a fan of Street Sharks than I am of the... I saw a damn poll before we go off on the hockey. They had they picked who was going to win the Stanley Cup. Spoiler alert, it was heavy towards the Lightning.
Yeah, they are.
It was like 75% of the poll.
Yeah, right, no right one's
won. This was experts. These right were experts.
Yeah, but you haven't had a President's Cup winner win the Stanley Cup since, like, what, 2002?
It's been a long, long
time.
It's
been a long time.
And by the way, the Tampa Bay Lightning right now are like Juventus in Serie A. That's how much better than than everyone else.
I'm trying to think of who used to be a monster for the Lightning back in the day. LeCavalier?
Vincent LeCavalier, yeah. They
Tree had, Sharks was badass, by the way. I'm looking at pictures of it right now.
Martin St. Louis was on that team,
Martin
too.
Martin St. Louis, yeah.
That's pretty funny. Yeah, there was
a year of the Stanley Cup final was Tampa Bay versus Calgary.
Yes.
And my cousin and I played that series back and forth endlessly. Shout out to Jerome Iginla.
Iginla. Iginla. Yeah. By the way, Juventus 20-point lead on second place Napoli.
Did I see? Did they put you, Cristiano Ronaldo on the roster for the Champions
Ajax.
League?
Yeah, so that's the other game, right? Juventus, Ajax, Man United, and Barcelona. Any predictions?
Can you bring up where the matches are at as we make our predictions?
I will take a look. By the way, Vitaly Potapenko, Wright State University.
Very different person.
Yes.
Both former Cavaliers.
Yes,
though.
Yeah. And Potapenko was a lottery pick.
And he was also with the Cavs recently as a player development guy.
Really? Shout out to the good Cavs.
I think Ogaskis was coaching their summer league team a couple years ago.
He's the man, always.
All right, so where are these games?
Yeah, I'm picking Juventus either way in that one.
Same.
The other one's interesting. Probably Barcelona, but if it's at Old Trafford, that's...
If it's at Old Trafford, I say 0-0 draw.
So I
0-0?
1-1.
Ajax is playing home against Juventus.
Unfortunate.
The Amsterdam Arena.
I think Juventus gets an away goal there.
And the other game is taking place at Old Trafford.
Give me Man United.
Give me 1-1.
Give me Man United 2-1.
I think Barcelona wins 2-1.
Okay.
I think they draw 1-1. I think Juventus wins.
I think
Juventus wins 2-1.
So three different predictions for Barcelona Man United. This will be tweeted out.
I think if Barcelona draws 1-1, they'd be thrilled.
Probably. Because they're going to destroy them at Camp Nou.
Camp Nou, yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think... I want to see Ajax win. I really do, but...
Don't we all?
I you know what? They're playing at home tomorrow, so you know what? Maybe they lose 1-0.
Yeah. That's not the worst. That's not the worst outcome.
Because I think Juventus could score early.
Yeah.
And then they'll play that defensive style where they really don't go forward. They just kind of sit back and
Pirlo could score the goal.
Oh my God. Resurrected.
What a guy.
But you know, I mean that would be
he's built like a He has a worse physique than Thomas.
Whoa there. Okay, well, I take multiple offenses.
Considering there's two guys in this room right now who have worse physiques than Thomas. No. That's not...
I mean, I'll say slighter physique than Thomas.
So like, more slender.
Like, Pirlo to me is built like a middle school boy.
Pirlo looks like Chuck Norris. Like not from a But he looks like
he looks like
from
Chuck Norris is like feeble cousin.
Yeah.
Buck Norris.
Buck Norris.
But I take great offense.
I mean, Pirlo is in my top 5 favorite soccer players ever. But he is not.
We know like, that Pogba's number 1 for Chris.
Oh, for sure.
Well, you know what strikes me to be kind of odd about Juventus? Like most of the most dominating clubs in Europe, Barcelona, Madrid, the Manchester clubs, Liverpool, they all play in big cities, right? Like massive cities that have international airports.
I think everyone knows. Left Liverpool off that list for both those reasons.
Everyone knows where they are.
Yeah.
Not many people know where Turin, Italy is.
Yeah, facts.
I mean, they may know it from the Olympics back in 2006, but
do they?
No, they probably don't.
I was like, do they? I didn't know that.
You know, I mean, some people do, but...
I believe that was Sean White's first Olympics.
The Flying Tomato.
Nice, Tomato. Shout out.
But, like, it...
Talking about Mountain Dews, baby.
I just think I'm that it's the kind of... It's weird that Juventus, to me, is located in Turin. Right? Like, it's not the biggest city in Italy. Milan is bigger. Rome is bigger. So, it's kind of cool.
My grandpa's family was from Bari.
Bari? Oh, that's
shout
in the south.
Shout out to Bari.
I know where that is. I think there's a big there. It's a big. It's not a resort town, but it's like it's on the coast.
Yeah,
and they have ferries. I think that go to Greece from there. Could be wrong.
Very nice.
But yeah, so Turin is not exactly a thriving metropolis, but they found success. They've been really good for a really long time. I mean, think about how what a joke Serie A must be, because Juventus was relegated to Serie B for cheating.
And then said, "Don't call it a comeback."
And then, like 3 years later, they basically haven't lost a Premier League title since They came back up like Serie 7 years ago. What'd I say, Serie B?
You said Premier League.
Jesus.
You got the Premier League title on your mind for a guy that's club's not going to win it.
Listen, there's five matches left for Liverpool. I'm feeling
okay,
pretty...
Okay, predict right now. Five matches left. How many do they lose?
None.
No losses? How many draws?
Two.
Oh, Chris Magnum Chapman.
You know what's scary? He could very well be right.
This is true.
It's amazing. They're going to lose the league with one loss on the season.
I say they lose one. I don't even know who they play, but they lose one.
I'll tell you who they play. If they're going to lose
one... We'll wrap it up on this.
If they're going to lose one, it's going to be this week.
To who?
Chelsea.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
However, I will
think
say,
they draw this week.
Okay.
I don't think... I think they beat Chelsea.
If they lose, they're done.
I'll tell you. Yeah. You know what game they're going to lose? If they do lose one?
Cardiff.
Wolves.
Who else would play? Give us the five. Who's the five?
So, yeah. Chelsea... Yeah. Cardiff.
Nice.
That's the one they're going
to
lose.
They dear God, if they lose to Cardiff.
If they lose to Cardiff, I will buy a Cardiff jersey.
Same. Thomas and I will buy matching Sol Bamba jerseys.
Wait a minute. Because it gets worse.
Huddersfield.
Oh, forget about it. That's the jersey.
If they lose either of those matches, I will say on the record, I will buy the kit of that team.
They play Newcastle.
Yeah. Oh,
I already have a couple of those bad boys.
You'd have to loan me one of those for that show.
So they're home against Chelsea, at Cardiff.
Who cares?
Home for Liverpool or home for Huddersfield.
Who cares?
At Newcastle.
Yeah.
The game that scares me the most is Wolves. And I'll tell you why.
You do have to fear
Wolves. Duran.
Why not? Hungry like the wolf?
Yeah.
But speaking, Wolves have beaten Man United twice.
Liverpool.
They beat Liverpool in the FA Cup.
Yeah, buddy.
They beat Chelsea. They beat Spurs. They drew with City.
Wolves has owned the top six.
They
beat Man City, though. Shot the Newcastle. Newcastletwins.com.
They are a good team, except the last 10 minutes against Watford in the FA Cup.
If they somehow lose multiple matches down the stretch, Liverpool... it's going to be classic.
Listen, I'll be popping champagne in here.
Champagne glass from the Martinellis.
If they lose to Chelsea or Wolves, I'll be like, okay, you know what? Those are good teams. It happens. You know, at some point, you have to think you're going to lose a game.
I will express ship the Huddersfield jersey to make sure it gets here in time.
Yeah, absolutely.
If
definitely.
They lost to Cardiff or Huddersfield, I might be on suicide watch.
That would be such a bad loss. Can you imagine?
I will not be helping with
losing,
that suicide
losing the league because they lose to Huddersfield.
But can you imagine?
Well, no,
like,
you lose the league because you drew with Everton.
Yeah, and because
let's get one thing straight. Yeah. Well, that's why you lost.
You weren't
the league.
As good as Manchester City.
They have seven draws on the season, so it wouldn't just be the draw with Everton.
No.
Can you imagine five years from now, the draw
with Leicester, the draw with West Ham,
the draw with Everton.
It's definitely
that's
the
what
draw
we're
with Everton.
With.
But can you imagine 5 years from now, looking back, like because obviously you wouldn't
on
have
your
won
deathbed.
Yeah, you won't have won a title by then either. 5 years from now, but can you imagine looking back and be like, wow, we had it and then we lost to Huddersfield.
Well.
Or to Cardiff.
Here's the thing.
Huddersfield scored 18 goals before we talked last week.
When the
funnier thing would be if they lose to Huddersfield and City drops points.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So it would have been like the game.
Like City loses to United and Liverpool lose to Huddersfield.
Oh, God.
I'm here for it.
I seriously might commit suicide if that happened. Like, I would be beyond devastated. Like, if they lose to Chelsea... Or Wolves,
there would be no note. Like the cops would show up, and then we would just have to explain. And be like, no, we know what happened.
It would be the box score from Google.
Yeah,
like printed out.
Yeah,
instead of a suicide note, it's the box score.
Yeah,
Huddersfield, and I'm sitting there in my Liverpool jersey,
Steven Gerrard Liverpool jersey.
I don't know. I have a Xabi Alonso Liverpool jersey.
Yeah.
What's one player's jersey that you get of a team that isn't your team?
Mitchy Batshuayi.
Did you see?
Yeah, absolutely.
The tweet.
The bat.
There's no player in the Premier League that I would do.
Really?
Yeah. I you know what? I do have a Newcastle jersey.
Okay.
I never wear it, but I do have one. I don't have any other Premier League jerseys.
There's not another player that you're that big of a fan of in the Premier League currently. It's easier, I guess, because my team's not that good.
I like James Madison.
You'd get a James Madison jersey if the opportunity presented itself.
No, I probably wouldn't.
Fair enough. I'd
have a very difficult time wearing another team in the Premier League. Now, I also have a Leeds jersey, which I don't wear.
You're safe there.
So, yeah, but I think Leeds is going up.
That's true, but I also don't think they're a heated rival of Liverpool.
They were going with many TV? Years ago.
No one?
Reagan Booty.
I don't know what that is.
He plays for Huddersfield, and I'm definitely down to get a Booty jersey.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah.
You know what?
Nah, I'm getting Bashuai.
I'd probably go with Danny Williams.
I honestly have multiple Premier League jerseys. I have three Pogba jerseys, two Manchester United Pogba jerseys, one Juventus.
I'd also get not in Premier League, obviously.
Mario Balotelli Liverpool jersey.
I'd get a Pulisic or Weah.
Yeah, Weah would be a good one.
Pulisic, Dortmund or Chelsea jersey?
Ooh.
Dortmund. That Dortmund jersey's fresh. Not a fan of the Chelsea jerseys.
Lame. Chelsea jerseys are lame.
Agreed.
But
there's really nothing to
him. I'd get a Timothy Weah jersey.
Yeah, I'm not mad at you for that.
The real jersey, though, the one that I would for sure get is Weston McKennie.
There you go.
Like if I was to right now order a jersey from another team, Schalke Weston McKennie jersey for sure.
I like Iago Aspas, who plays for Celta Vigo.
Iago. The parrot from Aladdin?
His name is Iago Aspas.
Throwback.
His name is Iago Aspas.
That's
Iago.
I'm sure that was also the parrot from Aladdin spelling of his name. I'd have to guess.
I got to Google that now. I got to Google parrot from Aladdin.
Voiced by Gilbert Godfrey.
Let's see.
It's 100% that.
All right, I got a quick question for you guys. You know what? I'll ask it off.
No.
Yeah, is it bad? It is. Iago. Iago.
Wow.
Is it bad?
No, not at all. Hercules or The Incredibles? If you were picking between the two.
Neither.
No, you have to pick between the two.
They both suck.
Hercules.
First off, you're completely wrong.
Hercules. I have no feeling on either of those.
Listen, I'm all about the Toy Story and the Finding Nemo and the Monsters, Inc.
Clearly, Aladdin, based on
I love Aladdin.
You loving
Aladdin Iago. Aladdin's fantastic.
A great movie. They're about to butcher it, but it's a great movie.
I'm sure
movie.
They are, yeah. Who's playing Aladdin in that
Will
movie?
Will Smith?
No, I thought he was
playing the genie. I don't know who's playing Aladdin.
No, Will Smith's playing all the characters.
I don't think I know anyone else.
Even Jasmine.
Yes. No, he's going to have – that's where he is, Jada, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I know anyone else in that movie other than Will Smith. I think that's it.
I wonder if we could Google the cast.
I feel like that's an off-air thing.
Yeah, that's a next
– Google the cast of Aladdin.
Yeah, but –
I don't know who
– I think you should play Boogie Down Productions.
Naomi Scott, I don't know – she's in it.
You're not going to know anyone.
Nassim Pedrad, she's attractive. Mina Massoud is playing.
All right, no, this is not what we're doing.
Mina Massoud is playing Aladdin, by the way.
Nassim Pedrad's playing in that movie?
Yeah, she's playing Dahlia.
Who?
Yeah, I don't know who Dahlia is.
I don't remember Dahlia from some guy named Marwan Kenzari is playing Jafar.
And this is your number one Aladdin podcast.
Who are all these people?
I told you.
Prince Anders? Who's Prince Anders? There's no Prince Anders in...
Play the bumper music.
Yeah, play the bumper music.
Yeah, I'm checking out.
Avengers Endgame's coming up. I'm pumped. Game of Thrones, back this week. Let's go.
Did you check out the Game of Thrones thing at the Bellagio, the fountains?
I don't care.
That was really cool. I don't know anything about the show, but it was cool.
Yeah, Cave of Wonders is where Liverpool will never find the Premier League title. If they go in the Cave of Wonders, they're not getting out.
By the way, City's remaining matches, they pay Palace, Tottenham, United, Burnley, and Leicester.
Palace, United, Tottenham, Burnley. There's more potential for them to drop points, but they're not going to. All right, take us home.
All right, we're out. We'll talk to you next week. Have a good one, everybody.